Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
Celine Dion makes the most fucking chug white wine music you've ever heard in your life.
Adam Devine doesn't have a dick. Like, that's crazy. I always kind of thought he had a dick, whether small or large.
Set my heart in motion.
Here we go. Start your engines.
Ring, 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 ring. Ow, ew. Ow, I clapped so hard it hurt.
It's a bagel.
Hold up.
You hurt yourself?
I had a bagel, it's a boy.
It's science.
What's up, fellas?
Mm-hmm. What's up, boys?
Excited to see my fucking best friends on one screen.
Yeah.
All of my best friends. And to me,
all of them.
No one's missing.
Nobody.
No one's missing.
If I were to make a list of my best friends, this would be it. There would be two best friends, and then no one else is here. I'll say
nobody
that.
Yep. Sorry, buddy.
Is missing.
Yeah, nobody's missing. Not here.
Kyle is missing. I'll let the cat out of the bag. Kyle's not here, guys. For the audio listeners, it's like Kyle's going to chime in again, and he's not here. But we miss him. He's working.
And if you're listening at home, on the count of three, you can tell us what he's doing. One, two, three. You said it yourself. He's eating babies.
He is eating babies.
Chili's. Baby back ribs.
Do you think I want my baby back is what people are saying because Kyle is currently eating their babies?
Yes, he's eating he's eating little babies' backs.
just the back.
He bites them on the spine and slurps up.
Yikes.
What's the shit that's in your spine? Like the
spinal fluid.
Spinal fluid?
Yeah. That shit is good, dude.
Oh,
that is good.
You gotta slurp. That's like bone marrow.
Oh, it's better. It's better.
Spinal.
I'm always grossed out, like at a nice restaurant when they're like, we want you to try the bone marrow. And then they put down the bone marrow, and then they're like, you like take a little spoon and you spread it on your toast, and you're like, I'm eating the inside of a bone. Like the, and then it's
wild.
It's science.
So good. You just keep ordering it, you know?
It's hit or miss. I don't care. It's not for me.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't really love bone marrow. No, I also don't love, I've been fortunate enough to try, what is it? Foie gras? I don't like that at all.
What is foie gras?
It's like when they have like a goose in a cage and they feed it so much that its liver just starts to just turn into a water balloon, and then they cut it out of their body, and then you scoop a knife into it and you spread it on your toast.
I like that, actually. I mean, I like just regular pate. I don't know if I need foie gras, if there's a difference even, but I do like pate. I've had hankering for pate since I was a young boy.
So
what?
Is that real?
When you would sneak down to your parents having like a party, and you'd go to like the little like layout that they had.
Your family was balling, dude.
Wait, your parents had pate? Yeah, no, my parents had a little smoky hot dogs and barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's about it.
Wait, so that's little? You just did this. That's little.
That's little to you.
Well, that's the size of a little smoky. I mean, to me, it's pretty. It's pretty large.
That's a pretty good nickname. Little Smokey.
Yeah, that's what I nicknamed my cock is Little Smokey. Mm-hmm. The smoke.
Yeah.
So you're not you're not packing a Drake? Has anybody?
I haven't seen it. I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, is that Drake has like? He like release a sex tape or like a video or a? Is it a photo or a video?
Allegedly. I don't know what it is. Blake's seen it apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen it numerous amounts of time. I got it on repeat. I put it.
Blake has like 12 tabs up, and it's all Drake's cock.
Right.
I've got different angles, dude.
Is it that we saw the Toronto Space Needle? Is that what's happening?
Oh,
how's the view?
Let's just say it isn't the six. It's 8.5 to 10.
The six.
He said he was from the six. He is definitely not from the six, brother.
How's the view?
Well, so he's got a huge, you say it's got a huge one?
You need another 4 inches.
Sorry, what's that?
Is that what we're saying, Blake? He's got a big one?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
That's good.
Can you show us? Put it in the chat, homie. Put it in the chat.
You know I don't know how to drop links. I'm going to give you a 3-page link that if you click, you get a disease on your computer.
Well, that is true. No, okay. Send us a link.
Just send us a link.
I'm not going to start Googling Drake's dick. I'm going to get a bunch of shit.
You've seen it.
I have. But
you did it already.
You've already done it.
But it was on a whim. It was like through Twitter. I'm not even X.
Blake's the guy who's like, look, I did meth. If I don't do it again, I never did it.
Yeah, you know what X does? It's going to give it to us. And it's going to give us the link so we could see Drake's cock.
Thank you, X.
You need another 4 inches.
Anna, can you find
it? I mean, I know we have producers on the show.
Do not ask the producers.
I know we
can
do.
You this?
No.
Is it illegal to ask our producers to drink?
No, Anna's already on it.
Anna says she is looking. And thank you, Anna.
I'm looking.
Basically, okay, it's unconfirmed. This is all allegedly because it's
allegedly, you
know, Drake himself hasn't said it's him. It does appear to be him.
What? Oh, dude.
Why? Does it have like a hairline?
No, like he's got the braids sort of.
Has
like,
a chin strap or what?
He's really wriggle raggle in that shit.
I mean, does he have a new album about to come out? Because this is genius marketing. He's like, I'm not going to say it's me. I'm not saying it's me or it's not me. And then it's just the biggest cock ever.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
Our girl Becca, producer Becca. She
this says the page doesn't exist.
She had
Becca
it.
Was on it. Anna said she was getting it and Becca got it first. What the heck? Yeah. Everybody's got Oh, we're getting a lot of links right
now. This says the page. It says the page doesn't exist.
Do you think he took it down?
I got one that was like an orange peel.
Here's Anna's. Okay. I don't really. Yeah, so he's got a pretty regular sized cock.
No. You can't be watching what I saw.
No, I'm seeing
it. I'm watching the same.
This thing had slack, dude.
Oh, is it a video?
It's a video.
Oh, okay. I just have a pixelated image. Hang on. And it is large. It's a big dick.
Yeah, he wriggle raggles it.
Yeah, that's a whim wham. But also, you know where he's holding it. He's doing that classic thing. You know when you want your dick to look bigger, you basically like kind of hold the balls.
You're give like, it to him.
Wow.
He's holding so far down. He's
yes, like, Adam, it's weird you say that because that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, where is this dude's balls? It's like, I think he has it all in his hand.
Yeah, he's holding his balls.
Really?
So you see it's the science. Entire.
Where's his balls? Durs, look at the footage. Where are the balls?
I just did.
Where are the balls?
Where are the balls?
Where are the balls? What do you mean you did? You stay staring at it until we're done.
Yeah.
Until we're done. There's
something in the foreground. That's covering that area.
No, I think he's holding the balls and the base makes it look a little larger. By the way, that's a meaty 7.5 to 8 inch cock.
You know what I mean?
That's a meaty cock. Not saying it isn't. Not saying it isn't. I'm saying he's holding the base.
Right.
He's holding the base.
Right.
You're a monster.
Yeah, he's definitely like making it. Yeah.
You need another 4 inches.
And so that's why I believe this is him releasing it, whether that's his dick or not, he could have photoshopped a giant cock in
prosthetics,
and then he's like, you know what, or prosthetics, and then maybe he's going like, I'm not saying it's me or it's not me. By the way, here is my new album. I've got a jet to pay for.
Right. Here is my new single featuring Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
What's cool is like there's somebody getting paid a lot of money in the PR world right now to find a way to spin this in his favor, right? Like,
what do you mean in his favor?
It's already spun. It's in his favor.
Yeah, it's in his favor, brother.
It's in his favor.
No, I know.
It's already way in his favor.
Dude.
It's about 4 inches into his favor.
I'm not saying that it's not favorable. I'm just saying, like, it's embarrassing a little bit to have, like, a video of this.
There's nothing embarrassing about this.
Well, see, the thing is, if he was an actor that specifically was on children's television, then it wouldn't be a good look. Then, for sure, his career's over. He's salty.
Right. Yeah.
He is a rapper.
Right. Who loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem.
Exactly.
I don't think that's him, but I'm sure he does love bad bitches.
Isn't that him?
I think it's him featuring 2 Chainz.
I think that's ASAP Rocky, isn't it?
I think it's all of them together.
He's on that song.
They're all together as one.
Yeah, well, then he likes bad bitches, and that's his problem.
What else?
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
I've seen the solution.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad look even a little bit for him.
Yeah, no. That's maybe a bad look if you're a substitute teacher or something, but like a rapper, no problems, man.
Right.
That's just fine.
Fair enough.
You know what we got to do? Well, we got to take a page because we're always learning, right? In our business.
Always. Stay curious out there.
You see things that someone else does and you go, okay, yeah, maybe when I'm promoting something, I do something similar or I spin it and do it in my way. We have to release so we're comedy guys, right? Mm-hmm. So next time we release a movie or we're on a TV show and we're promoting it, we release a video, no dick, dickless.
Oh, sure. No, I thought you were going to say Little Smokies. And I'm like, funny.
Dude, not even Little Smokies.
Yes, please.
Brought to you by Little Smokies.
And then get the conversation going that like, he doesn't even have a dick. This guy's dickless. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's a whole national conversation really sparking.
Right.
And then you release a video of actually you tucked it back into your butthole and then it comes out and it's massive, dude. And then it's a whole because you gotta keep the story going, right?
That's a way, dude. That's an Adam Devine way. So
this is like a teaser for the trailer for the movie. Like it's like a lot. There's a lot of steps.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Dude. There's a lot. This is why I just spun a whole marketing campaign that'll get the national conversation going.
No, this is.
And at first, it's not in your favor, and you're like, "Oh, Adam Devine doesn't have a dick. Like that's crazy.
Right. He should be shot.
I always kind of thought he had a dick, whether small or large. Or, you know, I'm not exactly sure.
Sure.
And then it's revealed, I have a huge, like, massive. Massive dick. And then people are like, well, I gotta see this movie because then what kind of pants is he wearing? You know,
this is like Barbie and Ken. No, I don't know. Do we wear the I am a Kenuff shirt?
That's what I'm wearing.
Get into
it's just you with your huge dick. Is this Kenuff for you? Yeah. Is 7 inches Kenuff?
Is that Kenuff? Well, 7 inches, I would go way bigger than 7 inches, Blake.
Yeah, fine.
7 inches.
Is 10 inches enough?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, but you know, what movie theater is it when you... Movie theater. When you go in and there's that thing that plays beforehand that's like Nicole Kidman and she's like, we go to the movies to sit here alone in the dark, but...
Does it matter for the
joke? Well, I'm just saying, what if...
For us to know the exact chain that does it?
I'm saying, what if when you go to a Regal cinema, the thing that plays is Adam with his dick tucked between his legs, and he's like, the only way you could truly know how big my cock is by being in the theater. And then he unlocks his legs and his 10-inch hog just comes fucking raggling out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all I'm saying... And I don't know if people would like that or not. Like, honestly, I'm not sure if the national zeitgeist, if they would be happy with seeing that. Sure. All I know is it would be a conversation starter.
That's all we care about at this point.
Yeah, can I be honest real quick? I'm starting to lose the thread of the bit here.
You're a monster.
I don't know if I know what this is anymore, but
I don't
listening.
Think you know that. I don't think you know the.
I'm listening. I want to jump in. I have so much to share.
And Terz, this is why you had to know what theater Nicole Kidman's thing played before.
Yeah, it was
because
AMC.
I feel like you'd be
it
on
was
this.
AMC.
Is it AMC?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah. So now does it add up or no? You're still a little lost.
Yeah, I'm a little lost too.
Adam, you're too. Lost too?
Yeah, now, well, okay. After he went and did the Regal Cinema thing, that's when I got it.
I mean, you fearlessly jumped in with something that was, I'm laughing. But I was like, I don't know what we're talking about.
That's the thing about me is I rarely know what we're talking about, but I'll fearlessly jump in. I will fearlessly jump in.
Oh, that is why you're my best friend and so is Durs, and that's it.
And that's it. And no one else. And nobody else.
Do you think there was a draft or even a deleted scene where it's just Ken and Barbie like doing cartwheels naked and you don't see any of the genitals? Like that's...
Oh, mate. Maybe.
Like, that's got to be in a draft, right?
You think they had more... Did they really touch upon the genitals other than like it's kind of the last line of the movie?
Yeah, that was the whole thing. Well, by the way, they brought it up and then the last line of the movie is like, I'm here to see the gynecologist. And I'm like, did she... What? I don't understand what... I don't understand this movie because I guess she now has a vagina. What did she do?
Hey, Anders, no, shut up. It's going to win the Oscar, you piece of shit. Fuck you.
Pussy punani vagina.
It's the number one movie and it's the best movie, dude. Shut up.
It was just weird for me because she wasn't a guy.
Yeah.
And that's like, all I can watch. I understand guys.
Yeah.
What is this enough for you?
Give me a guy and hey, I'm on board. But then this one that wasn't a guy, I don't know what the heck.
Yeah, don't worry.
I was like, so did she, because she went through the portal and now she's a human?
I think, yeah, once she goes through the portal, she's human.
But she already went through the portal before.
Yeah, but when she goes back into her world, she loses the bits. Or the non-bits.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I need to read the mythology on Wikipedia or Barbapedia.
Barbapedia.
Right.
Yeah, you got to go in Barbapedia and really figure out what the ending meant. Because I think it will tie a bow on it for you.
Mm. Yeah. Huh.
Mm.
Is this enough?
Is this enough for you?
Great shirt.
Well, you mentioned Celine Dion earlier, and I know why that
I
was.
I
know why that was tied.
Are you going for it?
You
are
think?
You going
but
in?
She's actually trending beyond what you think because
why?
She did. She do did you? Show up to the Grammys looking fucking beautiful.
Are we
and
going
you,
there?
You should do. Yeah. You should say what you're saying because I saw Celine come up to the Grammys. I'm like, she looks great.
She is looking good. So
here we go.
Okay, let's go. Let's take them on a ride.
And Swifties, hear us out.
Okie dokie.
Swifties, what do you think I'm going to say?
Something about Drake.
Stiff person syndrome?
No, but you can go ahead and talk about that. And then I guess I'll circle back to the Taylor Swift interaction and I'll just get canceled and hung out to dry.
Oh, that Celine Dion, she like handed her the trophy and she didn't pay her any mind, right? To Taylor Swift?
Like... Zero. Like meme worthy. I'm not looking at you and taking a Grammy, and then I don't even look at you before I go to the microphone and speak.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Swiftie by any means, but I'm sure in that moment it's a whirlwind and you're just sort of.
No, because.
Is it a whirlwind for Taylor Swift to get a Grammy again?
Just to her credit or to.
Sure.
Her defense a little bit. But.
I mean, that's the safe thing to do. You're doing it right now. I'm being doxxed as we speak.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
For not even defending. It was nice knowing you guys.
I just know, I mean, you want to show Celine more respect. One, she's a legend. Two, she's got this horrific disease called stiff person syndrome.
That's the whole thing.
And,
I'm like,
okay. Yeah. And I recently found out, I didn't really know about, I had heard that she had this thing called stiff person syndrome. And I've been dealing with all my medical issues, and I don't even know if I've told Durs all of this, but I've been dealing with my medical issues. So I've been to multiple specialists, and I finally go to this neuromuscular specialist who is like this genius and super smart Indian woman doctor, and she's just brilliant. And she was telling me, she was like, I think you have this condition called stiff person syndrome. You have all of the symptoms, or you have a lot of the symptoms, and we're going to test you and send off your blood work to the Mayo Clinic to see if you have stiff person syndrome. And I'm like, yeah, okay, stiff person syndrome. Sure, I'm a little stiff. Correct. Yeah. Give me
sounds
on
silly.
Give I'm me a
on,
person.
Give me on doesn't, the meds.
Doesn't sound too
I guess
bad.
I'm in the crosshairs.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Rub some Lazarus Naturals relief and recovery gel on my muscles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drink a Zoa. Drink a Zoa.
I'm good to go, bitch.
You called her a bitch?
Dude.
Don't call yeah,
well, in my mind, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
I was like, give me the medicine, bitch. And I looked it up. It's
shut up, bitch.
Horrific. It's like yeah. a horrific disease.
Yes.
And Celine mm-hmm. Dion has it, and bless her heart, seems like she's doing okay with it. I know she's no longer singing, which is her whole career, and I'm sure she loves mm-hmm. doing it, so that sucks. And mm-hmm. it makes you so tight that your heart ends up going out. So mm-hmm. like, yeah. and then you will spasm, and you'll
medically
spasm
speaking.
So hard. And you'll fall over and just like mm-hmm. crack your skull and you fall downstairs. And like, I mean, I went on, made the mistake of looking at all this shit. So it took 3 weeks for me to get yeah. the results back from Mayo Clinic. Mm-hmm. And
you were in a bad place.
I was constantly every night at like 4 a.m. I just go sit on the toilet and just watch horrific videos of people being super stiff. Diarrhea. I just got the call that we got my blood work back on Friday. They're like, okay, so you don't have stiff person syndrome.
Okay.
So, now we're talking.
Yes, points!
I do not have it, but it was a wild 3 weeks that I was like, I'm dying. I'm dying. Mm-hmm. I have this horrific disease.
Yes.
Thank you, God!
And you can't even sing like Celine Dion, so that's probably also the huge letdown.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been a great way to actually stop singing. And like right. they would stop asking yeah. me to sing and they're shit. Like, they're like, oh, we know you can't. We know you can't. And I'd be like, right. yeah, for sure. I can't. Please don't make
You're
me.
Probably wondering the real reason why Bumper in Berlin is not going. Well, I took a test.
You heard it here first.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Like behind the curtain for the last 3 weeks or so, we have been really stressing.
The curtain behind Adam right now?
Yes. Behind yes. There is the doctor.
This is where you guys reside.
Go ahead.
We have really been stressing. We really thought as a friendship group that we might have to be dealing with some really heavy life hammer shit.
That's,
dude.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean,
I'm still banking on it.
Yeah, Durs wasn't thinking about that at all.
Yeah, I need a second opinion. I'm not convinced.
I will say you guys were all pretty great. You all reached out in your own ways, which was very nice. Durs and random texts that I was like, I'm not usually getting these random texts of like, hey, look, check out this.
I do wish I just like sent you like
I sent the link to Drake's
like ice trays or something like. This is a thing. I bet you could use this around the house.
I'll be like,
it was very like. I will say, I have some friends that are like in the program, like the Alcohol Anonymous program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and I'm not in it.
Don't say who it is.
I'm not in it. But they were so good at it. I like you guys were great because I know you guys. It's like I got stuff from you, like some texts from Durs. Blake called me. We didn't really talk about it, but we talked about other stuff. Kyle called me, same thing. We didn't really talk about it, but I feel like I talked about it more with Blake, a little less with Kyle, or yeah, not none care. At all, hardly with Kyle.
I love it. You good? What are you watching?
Yeah. No, dude, it was that. It was like, just checking in.
See ya.
What's good with you? I'm just here in Toronto, just chilling. And I'm like, and I could tell.
McRib is back.
We don't really talk on the phone like that. So I knew that it was.
Guys.
It was just guys being guys and can't talk about the elephant in the room.
Tiptoeing.
Right. But my friends that were in the program.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe we all just go into Alcohol Anonymous. And just to get better with our feelings, because they were fantastic.
Mm. Oh, okay.
These guys are just great at talking about feelings. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. I guess they have to go to these fucking meetings every week and hammer out their feelings. Or you get pretty good at it after a while.
Adam, I hate to break it to you. I guarantee you they were just stealing lines that they heard earlier that day. You know, it didn't really even come from the heart. They knew it sounded good. Yeah. They have it in their drafts and they just fire it off.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm drunk now.
Well, I mean, honestly, yes, for sure. For sure. They just have like, they heard another drunk say it,
right?
Yeah,
I was intoxicated.
Pretty good.
I believe it's drunkard.
A drunkard. another drunkard.
Yeah, you know, mine was from the heart because it was just hanging there, dude.
Yeah, it was hanging there, dude. It was like, check out the score of the Nebraska versus Wisconsin basketball game.
You guys beat us.
What was really
we went
crazy,
into OT, I think, right? Or no, maybe it was just
I think
it was
down to the wire.
What was really crazy is when you were super convinced that you had it, we were on that call where we were.
Dude, it wasn't like I diagnosed myself. This very smart doctor was like, this is what I think you have. Two doctors actually thought I had
Not that smart now.
Yes. Like an idiot.
But you started to really walk down the path where you were considering that you had it. And then your symptoms got infinitely worse. Remember when we talked to you? You're like, I'm not sleeping. I'm starting to lose my vision.
My eye does keep twitching, so that sucks.
But that's sleep related.
Yeah, sleep and stress.
That was where I was like, because I didn't want to. As soon as you said you might have it, it's like such a small margin that you may. I was like, oh man, like I just don't want to believe that he does.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. It's like a one in a million. Literally, it's a one in a million chance that you're going to get it. And I guess there's only 5,000, which it doesn't really work out with the math, but there's only 5,000 people in the U.S. that are diagnosed with it. So it would be far-fetched. It'd be kind of elite. That's what I was like.
Exclusive.
If I'm going to get a disease, I want to get like the rarest of the Pokemon.
Right.
Dude.
Kind of a bummer that Celine has it, because it's like,
yeah,
you want when other people to get it to say it's what Adam Devine has.
That's exactly
it's called Devine syndrome.
You're not gonna
like Lou Gehrig's.
Celine.
Like, yeah, what's Lou Gehrig's isn't Lou Gehrig's. It has a real name, but he's the most famous guy who got ALS. It. So they call it that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yes. Also, pretty worried. I had that.
It would be a real battle between you and Celine, and I don't know, bro.
No.
By the way, like Celine syndrome, way better than stiff person syndrome. What fucking dork came up with that?
Well, by the way, it's still super new. I mean, hopefully Celine.
But she got it. She got it early.
She did. She's ahead of everybody. She's one of the pioneers. Hopefully we find a cure and she doesn't die from it, and we don't have to name the disease after her. You know, because it's always you. But I hear what you're saying, and I am a competitive person. So I just know myself. I would be like, dang, if I did get stiff person syndrome and I'm going to die from it. It sucks that there's not a world that it wouldn't be like Blake said, I'm going to duke it out with Celine and it that'd be a real toss up. It's not a toss up. She's Celine Dion.
Right.
She's saying my heart will go on.
She's international.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
She won.
I uphold you very highly.
Thank you. And that's why you're one of my two best friends who are currently on this Zoom and nobody else.
And I would love a version of the Titanic soundtrack only sung by you, and I guarantee it would fucking rock, dude. Yeah. It would be so good.
Yeah. Send that to Blake.
I feel like I have the energy for that. Please don't stop the music. I have the energy for that. It wouldn't sound good. It wouldn't sound good.
Adam, I think if you approached Celine, here's what I think might go down. If you approached and you're like, Celine, huge fan, understand you've been battling this.
Yeah.
I too have it. And it would just mean so much to me if you did.
Thank God.
It would mean so much to me if I could kind of get the name and it could be Adam Devine. I do feel like she'd be like, that is not going to happen.
No.
You must be smoking crack.
It's not even in my hands. I'm Celine Dion.
Honestly, it's not up to me, little guy.
No, I mean, I hope she's like, it is up to me and no.
Un petit.
Oh, little man.
Oh, sorry.
You are.
Oh, sad, stiff little man.
Sadam cry bye. Bye.
How do you say nobody to me? You are like.
You are, how do you say a nothing?
Like a crumpled leaf. I am the tree. I am the earth. I am of the wind. You are the fart in the wind. You are
the loose butthole.
And then she starts singing. You are the fart in the wind.
Your loose butthole. I came up with that. Well, you perhaps. Are. But now that I have said it, it is now mine. Quebecois.
She's just, you're a bitch.
So to circle back to Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Tay Tay, that sucks, man. You should have showed some respect to the OG superstar, Celine motherfucking Dion.
I always like those moments too, where someone who's giving presenting the award, right? Usually there's somebody of a stature, and I think this was like the fucking award of the year, like album of the year.
Right.
And so like when you're receiving it from that person, it's usually like, holy fuck, thank you. And now I got to turn and give this speech. I just met my hero. Like Miley Cyrus did a very good job of roping in Mariah Carey. Mm.
I think it was like the comparison to that because Miley Cyrus won and she made it more about Mariah Carey than it was about her almost. And then like there that the Taylor Swift thing in comparison was like, oh, geez, she kind of dissed her. But I don't know. It is what that shit happens so quick. How would you know?
I don't know.
Whatever. I think it's I think it's. From all accounts,
but also maybe Taylor Swift doesn't fuck with Celine Dion. Maybe she doesn't know the real Celine hits, dude.
She does.
Yeah, I could see that.
She does. She Celine's with it. She's your Ciroc's with it.
Celine with it. Rock
okay.
with it.
Hey,
I like that.
Hold on.
Yes, points.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like. It all happened very quickly. She should have given her more props. Mm-hmm. But the real bummer is for Celine, how many more times is she going to be on an award show, like out and about like this? Like, I think
that's the whole thing.
She's done. Like, she's retired from singing. Like, this was a rare outing. And I watched it just going like, I wonder if I could tell she has a stiff person or not, and you couldn't really, but the way
she held her hands
together and like
you'd be way better. Go ahead.
Yeah, the way she held her hands together, like I was like, oh, maybe that's because like when you have stiff persons, like you'll like crumple up on yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, it kind of bummed me out just knowing what she's going through.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't actually know what she's going through, but I did enough research that I felt
you're
like
aware of it. You're aware.
I'm
of
aware
it.
Of it.
I'm sure after she hears this podcast, she will call you and be like, "You were wrong about everything."
I was holding my hands together.
She's TII Nation.
No, I hope she goes. I'm an avid TII Nation listener. I'm a citizen.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, dude, is that what we call our listeners from now on?
Citizens?
Are the citizens of TII Nation?
I'm a citizen of the nation.
I'm the citizen of TII Nation.
Citizen.
Citizen.
Near, far.
Where
I don't know who the fuck you are.
I feel like followers of Adam shouldn't be citizens. They should be standisons because you stand to wipe your ass.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll give it to
him. That's all I got. And that's all I got.
Yes, okay. Points.
That's all I got.
I guess we'll give it to him.
No, all right. No, but she calls. She's like, I'm a citizen of TII Nation. Mm-hmm. I listen to every episode. I loved this episode. You shine some light on stiff person syndrome. I want you to record my entire catalog, to re-record my entire catalog, and then I go to work as second career as a singer.
That's a, it seems your, like a lot of work.
Okay, maybe
just
do
the
like
hits.
The maybe
hits.
The hits. Yeah.
Can I play 15? Can I play 15 seconds of this song just to see what it is?
Dude, what's going on with how you're saying words today? What's going on with it?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
You need a Zoa in your
Let
life.
Let me see what this song is because I'm pretty sure it's really good. I have it.
Is this Nightmare on Elm Street soundtrack? I did not know she did this.
Dang, dude, we're already at 8 seconds.
Yeah, what the hell?
Fuck. Wait, hold on. I have to skip ahead.
So what's to do? You can only play 15 seconds?
Yeah, otherwise they will take this episode down.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to skip ahead to 57 seconds and play 5 seconds, and I hope we know what it is.
I don't know any other songs besides the...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that song is so... I nailed it at 57 seconds.
Yeah.
That song is so good, dude.
That's where, like,
I encourage
all the, like, divorcees get together and fucking, like, the wine is... Oops, I spilled on the couch. Dude. Not a big deal, girl.
Yeah, that's when the white wine is flowing.
Mm. I would fuck you right now.
Yeah, that's when they get out. They just have, like, a vase of white Zinfandel they're just fucking pounding.
Mm-hmm. Celine Dion makes the most fucking chug white wine music you've ever heard in your life.
Yes. Tony Braxton in the mix. Just saying. She's
in the mix, but Celine.
Dude, does Tony Braxton have
stiff person?
No, she doesn't. That body moves, dude. No, does Tony Braxton have a sister named Tamara?
Sure.
Tamara Braxton?
I think if you meet somebody with the last name Braxton, doesn't she have a reality show that they're all on? They're all on it.
Oh, okay. Well, she's at some theater in LA, and I was like, is that has to be Tony's sister.
Yeah, right.
Tony Braxton, her first album was one of the first CDs I ever had. I used to do my homework every day to that that album, dude. Yeah. I fucking loved that album.
You would work that pencil down to a bone.
It's just another sad love song rocking my brain. I'd just be doing math.
This is the wine. Blake, are you in there drinking wine?
This is that why wine talk?
No, I'm just doing vocabulary. That's it, dude. I used to jam that shit. She's on the cover just with like the little leather jacket hanging off the shoulder with the short haircut. She was kind of not one of the first, but she like re-got that shit going in the 90s where it was like short haircut.
In the 90s.
Re-got. What does that mean?
Re-got that shit going in the 90s.
I didn't follow it either.
Yeah.
She was a total babe with short hair. It was just like, right? I feel like Toni Braxton put it kind of on the map. And also the girl from Free Willy. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like you're way wrong. I feel like a lot of people had short hair.
Lori Petty. You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'm saying there were a few trailblazers, and Tony is one of them.
Yeah,
dude.
Tony and Tank Girl.
Can you throw a Toni Braxton super hot photo?
Yeah.
Just put the cover of the first album.
And by the way, to our producers, when we're looking at photos like Drake's cock and all these photos, if we could put them up for the YouTube as well. We want our listeners, or sorry, the citizens, to when they're watching on YouTube to see this stuff.
Unbreak my heart.
Wait, hold on. Here it is.
Drop it.
Dude, this is me doing homework. Fucking vocabulary. Oh shit.
You're making me high?
Yeah, but that's after this.
Of course.
Oh, that's 15 seconds right there. Dang. But you have to look at the...
Dude, you don't know enough just to go 30 seconds in. They all have like a little intro.
Just go ahead.
Just go 20, 30 seconds in.
But I love the way it starts.
Dude, all we hear is just like cymbals and chimes and fucking like little shaker weights.
And the mood is set. Don't get me wrong.
The mood is sick. Dude, she's such a babe. That's one of my favorite albums.
Of course. Toni Braxton.
What a babe.
What's the one where she's got not pajamas open, but you can see like the little belly button poking out?
Dude, Toni.
Is it
Braxton.
Silk pajamas? I'm not trying to mix it up with the TLC one. Creep.
Yeah, no, the TLC is
creep.
They wear some silk pajamas.
But I feel like she also has a video where she's in like pajamas that are kind of open top to bottom.
Mm. I think that was a 90s thing where you were just in lots of like silk pajamas.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
As a female artist, you had to have a silk pajamas music video.
Had to. But did she have the music video where it was just all the male models?
Yeah, and she was like, it was like an elevator, and then the elevator would open up and she'd be like...
That was the one where I was like, at this point, I could go either way. I got a lot of questions going on right now.
Are you saying you like the fireman?
I don't remember it like you do, but
he didn't dislike the fireman.
Hold up.
I do remember being like, these guys are handsome.
They're very good looking men.
It's a good looking crew.
These are good looking guys.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't. Toni Braxton wasn't really on my radar in the way it was for you guys. To me, I was a TLC boy. They were very, very much on my radar.
Breathe Again?
Was this before Toni was before TLC, correct?
It's pretty much the exact same time, to be honest.
Oh, well, then I was all TLC all the time.
Matter of fact, TLC, I think, had their like first album.
Everyone at school called Adam Creep because he thinks he was a huge TLC fan.
I thought it was because I loved TLC.
Oh, here comes Creep. That's right.
Here's Creep.
Yeah.
I'm crazy, sexy, and cool.
I was in a wheelchair at that time, so it's me creeping up on him.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was about.
Uh-oh, I hear the creepy wheels.
Oh, shit. It's creep. And then when they made him cry, they're like, oh, here comes Waterfall. That's right. And then the TLC. The nicknames points. Never stop.
Yes, points!
I feel TLC was the one for me. Also, Janet Jackson, she really got me going.
Are we just naming black singers right now? I'm just asking.
No,
because it's all trickled down from Celine Dion.
I was thinking like R&B singers.
Of course.
Yes.
Not a lot of Not a lot of white R&B singers in the 90s.
Yeah, who really brought the thunder as like a in the 90s white R&B singer? I don't know that it existed at that point.
Well, it depends what your definition of R&B is. I feel like Amy Grant.
Let the walls fall down. I think that's Christian rock, dude.
Yeah, I feel like that was Christian rock.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think in the 2000s is when the whites took over with Britney and Christina Aguilera.
It's science.
Yeah, but that to me is a little different than...
Yeah, that's pop.
That's like pop. That's pop stars.
Well, pop. It's pop because they're white. It's automatically popular.
No, it just don't have the same groove to
white
it.
White people go, whoa, it's like rap. It's like Beastie Boys come out.
No.
It's not.
Dude, it sounds way different. Like, this has way more slow and, like, has more bass to it. And Christina Aguilera is like, it's not right.
You don't think she had slow songs?
She did.
You don't think she had R&B songs?
Well, maybe. I got to check the cuts. I actually don't know.
I'm just saying, I feel like they popped off in the 2000s. But you're right. I don't think I can think of any whites in the 90s.
White. Amy Grant was a great guess.
Amy Grant, baby. Something's in motion.
Oh, that's the one. I was like, how do I know Amy Grant? And it's baby.
Dun, 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 yeah.
You want me to play the first two seconds of it?
Yeah.
Oh, you set my heart in motion.
Maybe we go 30 seconds in.
Okay.
I don't even know if you need to play it. I might know one more word.
Here we go. Wait. Hold on. I'll go through.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, stop.
Oh, this is R&B. This is R&B right here. baby.
See, too much runway.
Hold on. I'm going to go 112 in and I can play second because I've already done 14 seconds. So wait.
Are we talking about 112?
And then it goes, stop for a minute.
Baby, I'm so glad you're mine.
Yeah, you're mine or I'm yours?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But look, I feel like Mariah Carey kind of ambiguously covered a lot of white, bases in the 90s as far as R&B singers.
Yeah, she really rode that line.
What is Mariah Carey?
I don't know if that's an appropriate question.
A human being. Blake.
Yeah, but I'm like, where's she? Like, what's she claiming, dude? Mariah Carey.
Well, that's, I like that. What is she claiming?
I love Mariah Carey. Whatever, she's the goat.
Whatever she wants.
She's the goat.
Dude, Mariah Carey, dude. What was that? She had like, what was it? She was wearing like a little halter top with a
butterfly album cover.
Yeah.
Stop.
Genius.
Adam,
genius
stop.
Level stuff.
Don't. I'm about to Drake all over this place.
And when she was like wearing a rainbow.
Yeah.
Halter top, right?
Oh, that like went into the background.
God. Yeah. I swear to God, I jerked off to the hard copy of that CD.
Yeah, I guess I remember that.
Dude, the music video with Jerry O'Connell.
We've already talked about this.
This shit just burns into your memory. It was like when we were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And you just see like Shania Twain's display stopped me in my tracks. I knew every outfit. Like, it was transformed back to, like, a little 13, 14-year-old boy just being, like, stopped dead in my tracks seeing her.
I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I saw you. You, like, stopped and you collapsed, and I got a little worried, but then I'm like, we got to get to Columbus, bro. We got to load this.
They're like, this stiff man right here. Oh, dude.
Is Always Be My Baby... Her number one jam? Is that what it is for you guys or just me?
I feel like the Christmas one that they play every Christmas is probably her biggest song, but...
Dude, no, but I mean for you guys, in your opinion, like...
She has so many freaking amazing We Belong Together. Which one's that? Fantasy is really good.
Fantasy is... That. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me skip ahead. That one's a fucking...
That one... Which one's that?
Flamethrower. Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So good. So good. And then Shake It Off isn't freaking half bad, if you ask me.
Shake It Off is great. Is that Jermaine?
Yeah. Jeez. Everybody just...
Hey, listeners. This is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Did you know that Jermaine Dupri was a Nepo baby?
What do you mean? Who's his dad?
I think his dad was somebody. I think I just read that or heard that the other day, and I was like, cool.
Who are the Duprees?
Now we know.
Give me more.
Dude, Jermaine Dupri, I fucking loved him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When I first met you, you claimed Jermaine Dupri harder than anybody I've ever met in my life. Love Jermaine Dupri.
Fucking Jermaine Dupri. Mm-hmm. Well, one, I just thought he's like a funny reference. Anytime I would see a limo, I would loudly be like, I bet Jermaine Dupri's in there.
Yeah. Safe bet.
Because you assume he's always in limos, dude. He's fucking Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's Jermaine Dupri. He's in limos at all times.
Can we get a little Always Be My Baby?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's see.
Jermaine Dupri's artistic career began when he, this is his, I guess, his Wikipedia. His father is an Atlanta talent manager. So he's not really a Nepo baby. His dad's a talent manager. So that's not like, you know.
He's in the business.
He's in the business, but that's not like you're not a famous.
He's not George Clooney. Come on.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean,
George Clooney is Aunt Rosemary Clooney. She was a famous singer.
Yeah,
like, what are we? The fuck are we doing?
Well, yeah, that's why I said he wasn't George Clooney, man. That was my example.
Right, but that's just his aunt was a singer, or was his mom or his aunt?
Yeah, I guess what does it take to be a Nepo baby? Like, how deep does your parent have to be in the industry to be? Like, if my mom did puppet shows, would you be like, oh, Blake's mom was in the business?
If you became a puppeteer, yeah, I'd be like, well, dude, he grew up around puppets.
Yeah. Well, okay, but in the case of, like, George Clooney.
And then she has to give you a job.
See, but the Nepo baby
George
thing,
Clooney's mom is a, or grandma is a singer, right? But he is in acting, but you're saying he's a Nepo baby.
I think she might have done some acting, too.
Okay.
Let's fucking get him.
But the Nepo baby thing is stupid because you wouldn't call someone.
Dude,
if-
I'm sorry. His dad was the former president of Columbia Records Black Music Division.
Okay.
And former senior vice president of Columbia Records Group.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. But he's not a singer. But, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so he's not so a singer.
Probably,
so.
It's probably a layup. Yeah. That's called a layup.
So.
That's called a
if
layup.
If you're a director and your kid's an actor, that's not a Nepo situation.
No, that's called a layup, dude. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I'm just saying Nepo baby, even the term is fucking stupid.
You have to be the exact same.
Yeah,
no,
stupid.
Here, let me talk.
Yeah, of course, but we all know what it means.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm just saying it's dumb.
Hold
because
up.
Okay.
If your dad is a plumber and he runs a plumbing business and then you decide to get in the plumbing business because your dad was in the plumbing business, no one is going to call you a Nepo baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm not defending Nepo baby. I'm just saying that it is what it is.
Sure. I'm just saying I don't understand why it's... why we would even say that.
It's kind of a dirty word at this
it's
point.
It's a dirty word.
You know who's going to call you? But this is... But the Adam, I would argue that you're wrong because let's say the dad has a plumbing business,
like
right?
Sure.
And he's interviewing plumbers. And instead of giving the job to somebody who's been working as a plumber for years, it's probably more qualified, the dad goes, I'm going to hire my son on the team. And he has no
wait
experience.
A minute. That's life.
But that's every job ever.
I know. But dude, I'm not saying I... am anti-Nepo baby or that it's not a crazy concept. I'm saying that the person who
we're just dissecting
was more, you're
it.
Saying who's going to call him a Nepo baby? The person that interviewed for the job that's more qualified that goes, he gave it to his son. He's a fucking Nepo baby. Not to use that term as if it's a real term, but like you're going to go, that's fucking bullshit. I'm a better plumber than that person. I should have gotten that job.
Sure. It's kind of a delicate balance.
I understand what you're saying. I just think the term Nepo baby is stupid because in any business across any business, that happens where you're...
Yeah, it's who you know.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's been a nice, a fun little thing to say, a nice little hashtag. I don't think you can take people down for it. I agree with you. But to ignore the fact that like it's real is different.
Well, for sure. I mean, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely real.
Yeah.
It's definitely real.
It's real, mate. And all I'm saying is Jermaine Dupri for his dad to be a record executive and for you to be like, well, he wasn't a rapper. It's like,
well, what kind of like mean thing can we say to about like really beautiful people? You know, because they pissed me off more than Nepo babies.
Like good genes.
You mean like genetic lottery babies?
Yeah. Yeah, so fuck them. Fuck them.
Fuck your hot mom and dad.
Oh, there is a thing, pretty privilege.
Ooh, pretty privilege. I hate pretty privilege.
Where'd you get that from?
In the chat.
That's what Becca just said. Yeah, Becca pretty just privilege. Said it's pretty. It's called pretty privilege.
You're a pretty boy.
I think being ugly is way cooler than being pretty. Being ugly is such a...
You would have to.
Points! Yes!
Oh, boy.
Burn!
Epic burn.
But
no,
go ahead,
man.
State
no,
your case.
Because
and then
you
I'll state the other side.
Well,
it.
Because obviously everybody's heard it. It's a tale as old as time when you're ugly as fuck, like me, with his snotty nose.
No,
and
Blake.
You have to
Blake,
develop a sense of humor, man. You have to be.
By the way, a snotty nose isn't why you're ugly. Go ahead.
Fuck off, mate.
Hey, that's just don't blow your nose.
Blake, by the way, no one thinks you're ugly. Everyone's super, super excited about those tasteful nudes that I put on my Instagram story of you
Spoils.
In your Calvin Klein's looking real good.
Wasn't my body.
That was your exact body.
No, but it looked good. I was like, he's got to cut the hair.
Dude, it looked good. And if you cut your hair,
I'm thinking about it.
Your body doesn't look that similar.
Dissimilar.
Nope. Don't interrupt him.
I'm sorry. Your body doesn't look
that dissimilar.
Yeah, dissimilar. Yeah. Yes.
Different.
I know words.
Just say the word you know. Different. from what that
from
was
from what a Jeremy Allen White. Your body looks very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Your body looks very similar.
Down boy.
I've thought harder more recently than ever about cutting my hair. I'm just but it means more than just I just like having long hair. It speaks to my spirit. I like having it.
Mm-hmm. No, if I can keep it, then what do we care? Who gives a shit?
Well, what I'll say though, okay, what's cool about being ugly?
Can we get back to having fun?
Which you know, cool whether ugly, right? You consider me an ugly person or not, I've always kind of had a bad self-image. It requires you to develop skills beyond your looks. You develop a personality. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Blake,
you have interests.
We all think we look like mutants. I'm okay. Obsessed with my neck fat. You know, Durs is just an ugly piece of
what
shit.
Durs, tell us how ugly you are.
I got these tits I can't shake.
Yeah, Durs has these big old titties that he can't shake.
Oh, you can shake them, baby.
Well,
you can
right
definitely shake
them.
Hello, give me some freaking
yes, points.
Yeah. And dude, you're not ugly. Everyone thought you're. Sure.
Yeah,
Calvin Klein commercial that you did on that rooftop that I released the photos of.
Yeah,
you looked fantastic. Yeah. And by the way, your body looks exactly like his. You would look pretty exactly much like him if you cut your hair.
Okay, fair enough.
And which brings me to the reason your personality's not that great.
Yeah,
you're not that ugly.
Yeah, you're not that even that ugly. So.
Which explains why you're not that fun, cool, interesting.
Yeah, not. I just have comic books that I try to show people. I don't have a personality, really.
Yeah,
that's your personality. Yeah, I get that.
Hey, look at these cool things I've gathered over time.
Yeah, you're a hermit.
My whole personality is just talking about my ailments at this point.
Yeah. It used to be talking about his big ass, and you're now it's...
You're basically an 80-year-old man. When you sit down with a grandpa and he's like, I don't know, man. My back hurts. My ass hurts. My elbow hurts. I can't smell. I can't see. I can't.
How do we explain these people, these fabulous-looking people with interesting interests and personalities and curiosity? Like, what the fuck happened there? They were just raised. Did they have, like, an ugly mom and, like, a hot dad or vice versa?
Are you saying, like, Drake... Are you saying like Drake, how he's like good looking, can rap, and has a huge Wrangler?
I don't think Drake is outstandingly attractive.
I think he's gotten hotter over years.
Yeah, I think it ebbs and flows, but
Well, yeah, money does that to a person. You're able to afford
and
the
have
nice.
You noticed, his I think, hair changes
I think Drake
a lot.
Is I think nice. I think he's nice looking, but he's not hot.
He's not
that video. I think he's pretty hot.
Dude, if he wasn't famous, you wouldn't crash your car staring at this man, you know?
Right.
Like
you're a monster.
Like Brad Pitt, like, and we're all heterosexual men here, but if we saw Brad
we are.
Pitt,
are you kidding me?
And Brad Pitt
what are
wasn't
you talking
famous.
About?
And sure. He wasn't famous, and we just saw him at a grocery store or something, we would all kind of stare at that guy.
Kind of.
I feel like those people, we should be more upset at them than Nepo babies.
Is Brad Pitt, he's your hottest guy? He's your showstopper, Brad Pitt?
That's a good one. Hang your hat on?
Sure.
His cock?
Sure.
But what I'm talking about is, points? Is he also interesting? Like, I know he's into like architecture, but that I feel like that's just a rich person thing where you're like, I build houses. It's like, well, nice.
Because you could afford to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I care about that.
Whereas like trying to think of somebody who's like fabulously handsome or beautiful that also like, I don't know, Clooney. He's also like speaking in front of Congress about stuff. And like, maybe you agree
he's
or disagree with his.
Cool.
His stances on things, but
you think his brain is sexy too.
Yeah, that Nepo baby's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
I'd like to twist his nips.
I gotta see how ugly his mom is, dude, because that might have made him cool.
I think
probably
she was hot, babe. Yeah,
she was probably really beautiful.
Was it mom or aunt? I don't know.
Yeah,
they're probably all really beautiful people.
The beauty of this podcast is we don't know.
Well, we're, you know, Chloe and I are gonna have a baby any second now, and I'm really hoping, like,
so you say. I feel like it's been 2 years.
I know, dude. I tell you.
Oh,
what.
You're so close. It's crazy. By the time people listen to this podcast, you're going to be a dad.
I'll already have the baby.
Woo!
I said congrats first.
You
never
had it so good. You want to level up the gene pool a little. I feel like Chloe's really leveling up our gene pool quite a bit.
Yeah, she's way hotter than you.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Way hotter, way smarter. Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
We're pretty excited about
the
that.
The fact she's with you is fucking bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm telling you. As a, the whole Divine family is like very stoked. Very stoked. They're right. Like, oh. All right.
Yeah,
good.
They're like, holy shit, bro.
Confused is a also descriptor. That
she right. likes workaholics, or what got her?
Yeah, well, there's no way to tell, honestly.
It's cool. You're gonna like voice. Walk in on her like with like Rumpelstiltskin. She like lost a bet with him.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Who is that? That's not Rumpelstiltskin. Fuck.
Oh,
can you remind us what
his name
the,
again?
Can you? It's been a while since I've read the tale of Rumpelstiltskin. What the fuck did Rumpelstiltskin do? Please,
it's a weird thing
us.
Where like this dad of like this farmer lied to the prince about how his mm-hmm. daughter could spin gold. So he's like, oh yeah, let's bring her to my place. She's like, I can't spin gold. What the fuck is my dad doing? This is crazy. And he's like, if you can't spin it, I'm going to murder you in the morning and your dad okay. or some shit.
Got to spin it.
Burn!
Spin that gold.
Oh, Rumpelstiltskin says that. I'm going to kill you and your dad.
No. The prince.
No. Hang on. The prince, Blake.
The prince is abusive?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like this.
Yes. It's like Game of Thrones.
Princes rule willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that, yeah. I don't like this prince.
Yeah, it's like Joffrey. Imagine he's like Joffrey, that
yes.
bitch.
Okay.
And he's like, sure. Okay, you're hot, but you can spin gold out of thread, like out of hay or something. So then she's crying because she's going to die. And then Rumpelstiltskin shows up and he's like, I can do it for you, but you got to give me some jewelry. So she's like, okay, cool.
Jewelry.
Then again, the next day, he's like, I need more. This is amazing. And then Rumpelstiltskin comes back. He's like, okay, I'll do it for like that necklace you got on. And
what's
she's like, cool. What's a necklace?
No, what is the necklace?
Just let me get through this. There's no joke opportunities. Let me just get through this and we can move on. Or
who cares?
Yeah, Durs, really just fucking power through this Rumpelstiltskin. Let's not add anything. Just everyone sit around the fire and listen to the tale of Rumpelstiltskin with no one else talking. Yes, please.
On the third, I'm just trying to get through it. Just trying to get through it.
Please, let's hear it.
I'm not the one who asked. I know everyone out there knows. I don't have to explain it.
And then what happens?
On the third night, she's out of jewelry. So he goes, I'll take your firstborn. And she's like, okay. And then the prince marries her. Firstborn comes a year or so later and dude shows up and he's like, I'm here for the baby. And she's like, please don't take it. And he goes, if you can guess my name in 3 days, you get to keep the baby. So what I'm saying is Chloe is this princess and Rumpelstiltskin's coming and being like, remember how I made you marry Adam? It's not a perfect allegory.
Yeah, that was a long road.
Any take backs, apologies.
I'm sorry Blake doesn't know the story of Rumpelstiltskin. And
I'm sorry, I just wanted to refresh.
He doesn't tell children's tales to his children. He doesn't read to his children. And that was another episode of...
started out important.
Hang on.
I wonder if it is.
Take backs, apologies.
Oh, wait, I want to give a shout out because you may have noticed my cool crochet hat.
Yeah, didn't want to mention it.
Nope, didn't notice.
Yeah.
Just kind of another day, another dollar, but let's take this long-ass moment.
It's not longer than Rumpelstiltskin, bitch.
What is that?
No one can see this.
Crochet with Amy. Shout out to Crochet with Amy.
You're holding something up for a podcast people listening to and not saying anything?
So that's She Made It For You, Crochet with Amy, is that...
Yeah, it was really sweet of her. Normally, like, we get a lot of DMs. I'm a sucker for crochet. Crochet with Amy, shout out for giving me this knitted cap.
I was big shout out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sick.
Thank you. So I just want to give her a shout out.
Sick.
Okay.
I would like to shout out stiff person syndrome.
Sure.
You know, it's important to get more eyes and ears on it so we can mm-hmm. find a cure for this disease because I want to hear My Heart Will Go On one more time from my girl.
That shit's important.
And to the Swifties, you know, to defend Taylor, I'm sure it was a real whirlwind being up there. And, you know, she's caught up in the moment. And this is all kind of new and exciting for her. And
he's shaking his head. Jersey's shaking his head.
Why
no.
would I do that? That's crazy. He's Adam, don't do that. Head. They're going to die.
Rumpelstiltskin.
All right. And that
can't wait to hear the album.
Was another episode of
This is
Important. brought to you by Zoa Energy
and Lazarus Naturals.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.